With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. It's a win for the Attorney General after an appeals case related to the country's permanent residency point system is heard by the Privy Council in the United Kingdom.
Appellants in this case applied for permanent residence upon the expiry of their work permits. Neither achieved the 110 points required.
Audio there from the February 3rd submissions made to the Privy Council. The Cayman Islands operates a statutory points-based system for determining applications made by foreign nationals for permanent residence. For an application to succeed, the applicant needs to get 110 points overall. This case involves two residents who had applied for PR but had less than 110 points, with both applications being refused in 2018 and 2019, respectively. Each case was then brought to the Immigration Appeals Tribunal and subsequently dismissed. The pair then issued consolidated claims in the Grand Court, which dismissed the claims, rejecting the submission that the statutory point system was incompatible with Section 9 of the Bill of Rights. Cayman's Court of Appeal dismissed the appeal but made a declaration of incompatibility, granting the appellants leave to appeal against the declaration. Now, in its final judgment, the Privy Council has concluded that the Court of Appeal was, quote, wrong to decide whether Section 37 of the Immigration Act, which relates to the point system, was compatible with the Bill of Rights when, quote, even in the most liberal view, that question did not arise on the facts of the case under appeal to them. Therefore, the Privy Council has, quote, humbly advised His Majesty to allow the appeal. You can watch the proceedings and read the judgment by heading to jcpc.uk. Nearly 10% of all registered voters have already cast their ballot in the lead up to tomorrow's general election and referendum. CIGTV's Kafar Augustin has more.
The elections office has confirmed strong voter engagement with 2,382 ballots already issued through absentee postal voting and early mobile voting options. Breaking down the numbers, 1,345 electors have cast their ballots at mobile or static early voting stations across the islands as of Saturday, April 26. Additionally, 1,037 postal ballots have been issued to voters who will be off island on election day. The supervisor of elections, Mr. Wesley Howell, expressed satisfaction with the turnout, stating, and quote, "We are pleased to see the large number of voters taking advantage of the convenience and accessibility offered by postal and mobile voting," end quote. Officials note that this early turnout has already exceeded comparable figures from the last general election, indicating heightened public interest in the combined election and referendum. For those who haven't voted yet, here are some important reminders. If you're a postal voter, your completed ballot must be received by the returning officer no later than 6 p.m. on election day to be counted. Officials urge you to mail your ballot promptly. For everyone else, polls will be open this Wednesday, April 30th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't forget to bring your photo ID.
Staying on theme, the elections office is also reminding candidates and referendum stakeholders that all campaign signs, billboards, banners, and similar promotional material needs to be down by tomorrow. Failure to comply with these requirements constitutes a, quote, serious election offense, carrying a fine of up to $500 or imprisonment of up to 6 months. These regulations are in place to, quote, protect the fairness, neutrality, and integrity of the voting process. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. The authorities in both Spain and Portugal have effectively ruled out a cyber attack as the cause of Monday's massive power failure throughout the Iberian Peninsula. Electricity is now almost totally restored, but there's continuing fallout from the chaos. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has pledged to win the trade war and build the strongest economy in the G7 after leading his Liberal Party to election victory. The Liberals were well behind in the polls until President Trump's tariffs became the defining issue of the campaign. At least 9 people have been killed in sectarian clashes near the Syrian capital Damascus. The violence pitted armed members of the Druze minority against Sunni gunmen. Druze elders and the Islamist-led government have called for calm, but gunfire has continued. Amnesty International's annual report says the global system of law and rights is threatened by a multiplicity of assaults that have gathered pace since Donald Trump's return to office. Amnesty also accused Israel of genocide in Gaza, an allegation Israel has repeatedly denounced. The EU's law enforcement agency Europol says it's forming a multinational task force to tackle the problem of gangs recruiting children to commit violent crimes. Europol says gangs lure children, promising hefty cash rewards. BBC News.